Magandang umaga po. Maupay nga aga haaton nga tanan. I came from the Philippines, as you can tell. They said that there are two kinds of nose. The one is the pointed one, and the other one is the disappointed one. If you have your Bibles this morning, open to the book of Philippians chapter number 4. For the sake of time this morning, I am going to stick on verse number 19. Pastor Ron, thank you so much. Help Ministries family, thank you so much. Pastor Broyhill, thank you so much. This is an honor for me to stand behind this pulpit and minister to you God's word. I am not worthy. Pray for me because I don't want that myself be magnified here, but the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, for he is worthy to be glorified. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 19, the Bible says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Shall we pray? Father, we praise you. We thank you. We love you, Lord. Thank you for the privilege of ministering your words this morning to this great people of yours. I pray that I would be a channel of your blessings this morning. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My name is Jerry Tanawan. I got saved when I was getting ready to graduate from my high school. I am a living product of an American missions giving. I was saved under the ministry of an American missionary. So this morning, if you would want to ask if missions works, it does work, because this morning the person standing behind this pulpit is a living testimony, is a living product of missions giving. I get excited when I visit churches here in the United States of America, when I would see their vision for the world. And I am so grateful for this country of yours, because on October 20, 1944, you sent General Douglas MacArthur to our country to liberate us from the Japanese occupation. But you did more to it. You did not only send soldiers to our country to liberate us from the Japanese occupation, but you have sent missionaries. And so this morning, I am a living product of your missions giving here in America. I will be forever thankful and grateful for this great country of yours. Now let me go now to the message this morning. The Apostle Paul, our text actually starts from chapter 4, verses 10 to 20, 10 to verse number 20. The Apostle Paul this morning is trying to testify of a particular church who is a mission-minded church. The Apostle Paul this morning is testifying in saying that there is this church, and this church is the church in Philippi who has a heart for missions this morning. Pastor Broyhill, I am so blessed with what you are doing for the world. Continue reaching the world with the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe that is the very reason why the church exists and lives. So that this morning we can fulfill the great commission of God. The Apostle Paul testifying that the church in Philippi, upon learning what he was doing for the Lord, the Bible says this church immediately sent their support to the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul was not able to visit them, but simultaneously when they learned that the Apostle Paul was doing a work for the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says they sent their support through Epaphroditus. When he was in Thessalonica, the Bible says that no church communicated with him as far as giving and receiving, and the Apostle Paul, but ye only. The Apostle Paul told them that when you practice, when you get involved in missions giving, the Apostle Paul is saying, it's not really for me, but it is for your account. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning, when we are involved in missions giving, we're not telling God that you are poor, but we are investing for eternity. The Apostle Paul testifying, but on the other hand, the Apostle Paul was very quick in saying, I admit that I cannot repay you. I will never be able to repay this country of yours. I will never be able to repay that missionary that left his family, the comfort of this country, The soldiers that died to liberate us from the Japanese occupation, I will never be able to repay you guys. But my God! But my God! But my God! The giver of life.
Yes, amen.
My God, I will not be able to repay you, Paul said. And I stand with the same sentiment this morning that I will not be able to repay you guys. Us missionaries this morning, you pastors that has been so generous to us, we will never be able to repay you. Individual families who take care of us here in the United States of America, we will never be able to repay you. But listen to this, our God that we serve will be able to repay you. This morning I would like to speak on a message entitled God's Promise to a Generous Church. Or you may put a title in it, God's Promise to a Missions-Minded Church. God's Promise to a Missions-Hearted Church. There are three things this morning that I would like to emphasize, and I will end this message this morning. The Apostle Paul says, but my God shall supply. Number one, the certainty of God's promise. The certainty of God's promise. The Apostle Paul, my God shall. And I believe that word shall means certain, definite this morning. Why can we be certain of God's promise? Because Titus chapter 1 verse number 2 states that in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. In Hebrews chapter 6 verse number 8, and the Bible says it is impossible for God to lie. In 2 Peter chapter 3 verse number 9, God is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness. This morning, our God that we serve is not negligent of whatever He promises to us. In the book of Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10, the Bible says God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning, God will never be a debtor to any one of us. You can't beat God giving no matter how hard you try. And just as sure as you are living, the Lord is in heaven on high. The more you give, the more He gives to you. So keep on giving, because it is really true that you can't beat God giving no matter how hard you try. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning, the certainty of God's promise. Number two, the coverage of God's promise. If you would notice, my friends, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Beloved brethren in the Lord, it is not according to the riches of Jeff Bezos. It is not according to the riches of Zuckerberg. It is not according to the riches of Bill Gates. It is according to the riches. It is according to the riches of God. Oh my, this morning, let us all be encouraged that God will never run out of supply. When we were hit by the strongest hurricane ever to make a landfall in Tacloban City, Leyte, Philippines, God did a miracle to us. Miracle of protection. When the storm surge came in, the water did not come into the place where we were staying. There were about 50 to 60 of us. We were just praising the Lord. We were praying, and I was telling the Lord, Lord, if this be the time, what a great place to go home. Because I would rather die in church than in a disco pub or disco house. I would want to leave this home serving the Lord Jesus Christ. But glory to God, this morning, 70 feet, 40 feet, 30 feet of water brought ships to land. That water did not came into our building where we were staying. God did a miracle of provision, supplying our needs. I think 15 to 18 ships were put to land. And one of the ships that were put to land without our knowledge was about 5 miles away from our church. And God is so good. I praise the Lord for the exposition of Dr. Don last night that prevail you, that before you even recognize your need, God sees your need a long time ago. He brought the ship near to our place full of sacks of rice, tons of rice, because it was November. It was November, and you know, people in the Philippines, we celebrate Christmas. And by the way, we say Merry Christmas in the Philippines. We're not ashamed of it. And I saw people bringing in sacks of rice. I said, where did you get it? He said, it's out there. Can I have some? He said, no, you have to go there. So I sent our young people. I said, go there. They bring him 5 rice bags of rice. You know, we Filipinos loves to eat rice. And I gave one sack to one of the families, and we don't only eat rice alone. At least we must have fish or chicken, whatever. Well, one day, I was looking at our property that was destroyed by Hurricane Haiyan. I noticed 2 coolers, huge coolers, Pastor. Early in the morning, I saw it. I asked the people inside the property, I said, who owns that? He said, we don't know, Pastor. It's been sitting there since early in the morning. I said, don't mess with it. It's not ours. Amen? If it's not yours, don't mess it. Come noontime, it was still there. Come 5 o'clock, it was still there. And it was getting dark. I said, nobody's touching the coolers. I said, hey, okay, let's kind of find out. Because I was a little bit apprehensive about it because there might be some parts of, you know. Remember, there were about 20 to 30,000 people that died during that hurricane. It's not 6 to 8,000. Why is that? In our place alone, it took almost 1 month to retrieve bodies. Lo and behold, when we opened the 2 coolers, it was filled of chickens, hot dogs, name it! Praise the Lord! Because God shall supply all your needs! We have the rice, we have the viand, how about the water? The Lord again led us to a well. Everybody were having a problem with water. The Lord led us to a well. That well was as clear as crystal. We don't even have to boil the water. We keep on going back, and telling the people there is a well and water is there. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning, our God shall supply all our needs. Our church is not a huge church. That's why I love faith promise giving. Because faith promise giving can be practiced whatever size of church you have. We were hit in November. We're supposed to have our World Missions Conference in January. I said, Lord, please forgive me. We're in a mess. But in April, we pursued our World Missions Conference. Why is that? We must keep the Lord's business. My encouragement this morning, the last one, is that the consummation of God's promise. If you would notice verse number 20, the Bible says, now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. When everything is said and done, I believe God should get all the glory and honor. Church members, Calvary Baptist Church, preachers from America that are here, my fellow missionaries this morning, let me encourage you with this parting statement. Keep doing God's business and He will take care of your business. Yeah, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast and movable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. God bless you. Thank you.